Hello, everybody. This is an entry. 11月18日、2011年、The title is Number One としての日本なんですけども、As I live in America, as I live my everyday life, I see lots of Japanese things. Just an example from shopping at a supermarket. I go in and like, there's the apple section, and there are lots of Japanese names for apples, such as Fuyu. And I think there's something else called Yuki or something. And then there are a few other things, American brands, I guess, such as Macintosh. So I feel like in my mind, there are Japanese apples and there are the rest of apples. Okay, I move to the mushroom section, and there's this shiitake mushroom and the rest of mushrooms. So again, I feel like, oh my god, this is like Japan versus the rest. All right. And then I go to the section for salad dressing. And I think there are some real Japanese stuff, like miso dressing and the rest. Although in this case, there are Italian, French dressing, and all these dressings specific to locations in Europe. I mean, countries. So it's a little bit bad example. I go to the bookstore. This is another example, and there's a section for Japanese manga and the rest of the books. Okay, even though that you will never find any section for like I don't know, Ethiopian literature or Korean books or I don't know. So it's a little bit like, again, Japan versus the rest of the books. Japanese books versus the rest of the books. I pick up the book on tattoo, and like half of the book is about Japanese tattoos and the rest of tattoos in other parts of the countries. I mean, of the world. I don't know. I can go on and on. I go to a gift shop in a shopping mall. And there are lots of Japanese names, such as Shiatsu, or I don't know, something called Fushigi, I don't know whatever it means. So there are so many Japanese things. And, but again, my point is that even though there are many Japanese things, there are not many Japanese people influential in America. So there's this kind of a gap between things from Japan and Japanese people. Well, I said Japanese things, but this is not really a Japanese thing. For example, apples, like Fuyu, may have come from Japan originally, but American people are making Japanese apples. So it's not like because we have Japanese things, those things may not bring like benefit for the economy of Japan. Oh, I wanted to give you another example of my. Sometimes I read free newspapers in the subway while I'm riding the train, and there's always a word puzzle, and Sudoku. People say it like Sudoku. Sudoku or something. Sudoku. So it feels like everything is either Japanese or non-Japanese things. One hypothesis is that just because I'm Japanese, I notice things and I kind of classify everything into Japanese versus things that are not Japanese. But I think I do see lots of Japanese things in America. I think. My point is that I would like, through our method, I would like Japanese people to come appear or kind of have more influence as individuals. Japanese things have been really dominant. So why not Japanese people with personality? And I think Egonodo will allow us to have that kind of presence abroad. Thank you.